ברשותם של הרבנים הנכבדים והדגולים, שליטה, ברשות מרנן ורבנן ורבותיי, אז אפול חלמים, שפה ברורה, לקרוא כולם בשם השם, לעבדו שכם אחד. צפניה מנבא אודות היום שכולנו נוכל להבין אחד את השני בשפת הקודש. ובינתיים, תרשו לי בבקשה להגיד כמה מילים בשפה זרה, ואיתכם הסליחה. I was studying today about a great Hasidic teacher. His name was Rav Avraham Dov Meovrich. He was the spiritual leader in Zitamir, one of the great Hasidic leaders of the 19th century, one of the great teachers, one of the great rabbis who made that selfless track of Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. His famous work is called the Bat Ayin. I have the Sefer here. And he writes why he called it Bat Ayin, because he wanted to include, besides all of his Chidushin, besides all of his Torot of Chutz La'aretz, he wanted the Sefer, he wanted his work to reflect the wisdom of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh otah tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba mereshit hashana vad acharit shana bat ayin. This is the product of the ayin, of the place of the eye of God. And he wanted to include that which he felt was the special Torah of Eretz Yisrael. In the Sefer they tell a story about what happened to him when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was so excited about finally arriving in the Holy Land. But for several weeks, he was secluded in his room. Secluded in his room. After a few encounters, meeting a few people, he's staying in his room. He comes out one day and he throws this tremendous party, calling all the Hasidim, all the members of the community. He's having a tremendous meal, tremendous celebration, with tremendous jubilation. What's the occasion, Rebbe? And this is what he said. He said, when he was in Europe, so there was a messenger from Eretz Yisrael, Shaddai, one of the people who was coming to try to raise funds for the Yishuv, Eretz HaKodesh. And the Rebbe would always talk to him, tell me something about Eretz Yisrael. Tell me something about it. What goes on? What does this really look like? What's the Holy Land? So, you know, the messenger was trying to impress this great rabbi, and he said, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the floors of Israel, the ground of Israel, the regular stones which you have all over the world, they shine. They're rubies and gems. Diamonds in the streets of Israel, all the stones shine like diamonds. Wow, that's what goes on in Israel. So he comes to Israel. That's not what it looks like. So he's a little disappointed, you know. And he insists that one of his chassidim find this man. Where is this messenger? He lied to him. And he calls him in. He finally is able to locate him. And he says, you told me that the streets of Israel, that the walls of Israel, they're all bedecked with these glorious gems and diamonds and stones and precious stones. So he says, Kvod HaRav, Rebbe, you don't see it. He says, what do you mean? He says, well, these stones shine only for people on special levels. So at that moment, the Rav took himself into the room and he prayed to Hashem every day. And he looked out the window every morning and it looked like regular ground, like regular stones, like regular walls. But on that day, when he decided to throw the party, that was the day when he woke up in the morning and he looked outside. And it was all jewels, and it was all diamonds, and everything was shining with the light of all of the precious rubies. He called together all of his chassidim, and he said, today we're celebrating because I see it. It seems to me that tonight is the night where even those of us who have not yet seen the shining rubies of Israel, even those of us who think that we're walking on ordinary ground here, maybe tonight all the great parties all of the great celebrations has something to do with the fact that God has opened our eyes and we're able to finally see what this great messenger was teaching the Bataim and what the rabbi claimed he was able finally to see in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe you think this is just a Hasidic story. Maybe. But you know, the Gemara and the Midrash, both the Talmud Yerushalmi and the Midrash Rabbah in several places, tell the following story. Ma'aseh b'talmid achad shor b'shimu min Yochai. There was a certain student of Rashbi, sheyatzal l'chutz l'aretz. He left Eretz Yisrael and he went to the diaspora. And when he returned, he was very, very wealthy. Uba Ashir. Now when that happens, so the students of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who were still in Eretz Yisrael, they thought, well, maybe this is how you do it. You know, the way you make it is you leave Israel, you make your mint, then you come back. And so they were all thinking, maybe we should do the same. Vayu ha-talmidim ro'im ota u'mekanein bo. This man left Israel and he came back with all this money. Vayu mevakshim hein latzeit l'chutz la'aretz. I'm reading the one from Shmot Rabban Nun Bet Gimel, but it's in several places. It's referred to in Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachot, in Perek Tet. It's also found in Bereshit Rabba. So how you tell me dimmer, we want them kanimba? Or you invoke Shem, let's say the Chutz Laaretz. They also wanted to go to Chutz Laaretz. The Yada Rabbi Shimon, the rabbi, the teacher, the master, sensed what's going on with his Talmidim. V'hotzi'am lebik'ah achat al pnei Miron. He took them out to one, he took all of his students out to the valley right near Miron. I had the privilege of being in Miron on Chol HaMoed. He took his students out to the valley right near Miron. Vinit Palea. And he started praying. Va'amar. Bik'ah, bik'ah! O valley, O valley! Himala'i din rei zahav! Fill yourself with all of those golden dinarim! And immediately, hitchila moshechet din rei zahav lifnehem. The entire valley was filled with dinarim of zahav. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's students understood. It's right in front of your eyes. Maybe sometimes you can't see it. The Midrash says, "Vayifkach Elokim et eineha batera be'ermayim." Hagar was looking for that well. God didn't create the well. The well was there the whole time. But "Vayifkach Elokim et eineha," God opened her eyes, and then she was able to see the well. Can we see the beauty of Israel? Do we need the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's miracles? Or is the great celebration tonight enough for us to see all of the valleys and all of the streets filled with those dinarei zahav, both materially and spiritually? V'haya ki tavo al ha'aretz. V'haya is lashon simcha. V'haya the otiyot of yudkei vavkei. V'haya ki tavo al ha'aretz. It's a godly experience to be in Eretz Yisrael. V'hayaz lashon simcha. The Or HaChaim writes there, Shein l'smoach ela b'shivat Eretz Yisrael. The great joy of being in Israel, not just being here, being in Eretz Yisrael. V'hayah ki tavo al haaretz lashon simcha. Al derech amro az yimaleh eschok pinu. The day will come, shir ha-ma'alot v'shuv ha-shevet shivat Zion. Hayinu kecholamin az yimaleh eschok pinu. Tonight is that night of great simcha. But at the Seder, I've often thought about the Zohar. You know, there's a certain section in the Seder where we refer to one of the children in a way, which is, that's not our topic now, but which doesn't sound to be the most encouraging of relationships with the child who's called the Rasha. Rasha mahu omer? Ma avodah hazot lachem, lachem, v'lalah. There's a certain problem in the book of Devarim, because over and over and over and over again, you take out a concordance, you can count how many times the word Elokecha appears in the Sefer Devarim. Asher Hashem Elokecha. Moshe is talking to Am Yisrael and telling them about Vayaki davar laaret, Hashem, Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha asks the Zohar, Elokecha, your God? The Lord, your God, is bringing you to Israel? Asher Hashem Elokecha? What should it say? Says the Zohar, it should say, Elokeinu, our God. Seemingly, that's what I don't want to put him in the same category. If we were being Doresh, this kind of language on the night of Pesach, Elokecha, Elo Elokai, Elo Elokai, well, Kecha. Says the Zohar, Lashem Elokeinu, Mivaile. And then the Zohar speaks that I'll call Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, Domek Mishiesh Lo Eloka. B'chal Hadar Be'chutz La'aretz, Domek Mishiesh Lo Eloka. That somehow the godly level is experienced on a special level in Eretz Yisrael. Maitama, Mishum Dezara Kadisha, Ba'ara Kadisha. Because the holy seed, the holy people, are then found in the holy land. Moshe, the speaker, Ela had the very Moshe Diver Moshe. Moshe is speaking to the people who are going to Eretz Israel. Unfortunately, Moshe never came into Israel. Moshe lo kamar Elokecha, Ela li'inun, dehavu zaminin l'me'al arakadisha, ulekabala peshinta. Moshe was addressing the people would be on such an advanced level because they would be coming to Eretz Israel and they would have the glorious opportunity of meeting the Shekhinah in Eretz HaKodesh. Asher Hashem Elokecha. Umadilo Amar Elokeinu, says the Zohar. So why did he say Elokeinu? Mishum Deha Moshe Lo Zacha L'me'al La'ara. Because Moshe never made it to Eretz Israel. It's an amazing statement. Moshe is the Adon HaNaviyah, Be'el Be'a Daberbo, Ma'arev Elo B'chidus, U'tmunat Hashem Yavi, Lokav Naviyah. There's nobody on the level of Moshe. But in a certain sense, each of us that's sitting here is experiencing a level beyond Moshe Rabbeinu according to Zohar. We're experiencing a level of Elokecha. We're experiencing a level of connection to God in the Holy Land. Rav Kook writes, in one place in Orot, mitzvah l'tom b'peh male mita'anug mitikut ziv ha'kidusha ra'anana shel Eretz Yisrael. It's a special mitzvah, it's a special fulfillment, it's a special commandment to taste with a full mouth, with full indulgence, the sweetness of the joy of the holiness, of the freshness of Eretz Yisrael. You know, maybe you could describe it to someone, but until you've tasted it, you don't know what they're talking about. L'ma'an tinuku usvahten mishod tarhumeha. Because the Navi Yeshayahu speaks, and he compares it to someone who's tasting something. L'ma'an tamotsu v'hit'anakten miziz kvodah. You will be satiated from her consolations. You will be experiencing delight from the glow of her glory. So I read that the Seder Gaon Rebbe, the previous Seder Gaon Rebbe, he had a Beit Midrash in Tel Aviv. I live not far from Shmuel HaNaviv. There's a Seder Gaon Beit Midrash there. The Seder Gaon Rebbe was in Tel Aviv. So he had a strange practice on Yom HaTzmut. He went out to the streets of Tel Aviv, the broom. And he started sweeping the streets of Tel Aviv. Rebbe. And the students, of course, couldn't understand what you know. You want to clean the streets? We have street cleaning. You want us to clean the streets? So we'll do it for you. And he's taking the broom and he's cleaning the streets of Tel Aviv. And not only that, he would climb to the top of the building of Seder Gaon and he would hang the flag of Israel. You have to. First of all, I don't know how many Hasidic rabbis, maybe they all do, but you know, how many Hasidic rabbis hang the flag of Israel? And if they're doing it, I mean, can they do it through one of their shamashim, one of their Hasidim? The top of the building is hanging the flag of Israel. So one of the Talmidim, one of the Hasidim, was brazen enough to ask him, "My high, what is this all about, Rabbi?" And this is what he said. He said, "The Nazis forced me at gunpoint to sweep the streets in Europe They were very much into cleanliness and their own understanding of cleanliness. And he said, one time I was standing there, and they held a gun to my head, and I'm sweeping the streets. And I said to God, listen, God, just get me out of here. And help me get there, it's Israel. And you get me to Israel, I swear to you, I'll sweep your streets. I'll sweep the streets of Israel. So they said, okay, but what's this business? You're climbing up and flags. I thought, what flag? He says, you know what the Nazis did when they captured each community? They wanted to make sure that everybody knows that it's now under Nazi regime, Nazi rule. So they would take the tallest building and they would fly the Nazi flag. He said, I was the one who had to climb up and they forced me. And I had to arrange the flag of the Nazis on the top of the tallest building. And he said, as I was doing that, I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nazi flag at the top of the building, bring me to Israel, and I will hang the flag of the Jewish people. Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki lo lam chasta yom rugu le Hashem, asher galam yatsar, umearatot kibitzam. We're about to say this special the special prayer. The Meiri writes in Tehillim. The Meiri writes that he feels that this prayer is a prayer that has something to do with the Geula. Nirali shezeh mizbor nevmar benvual ha-Geula mizeh galut ha-ruka shanachnu ba b'tzarot gedolot uchashi galei makel yinatzbu mikol zeh v'yodu la-Hashem v'farsimu niflotav. Now, have you ever walked into a Beit Knesset where they pray Nusach Sfarad? They're all beautiful. Nusach Ashkenaz is beautiful. Nusach Yedot HaMizrach is beautiful. Nusach Sfarad is beautiful. Nusach Teimanim, they're all beautiful. Did you ever go in on Friday afternoon to a certain Hasidic community and they say this Mizmar every Friday afternoon? Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilo Chazal. That's the way they begin Mincha every week. And they say it with such devotion. Really, it's like an elevated statement. Like you feel like a burning fervor in the Beit Midrash. I could never figure out, like, what is it? Why? I mean, why is it? Maybe they're excited Shabbat. Why this particular paragraph? So today I was thinking a little bit about Hodu. And maybe, if this is really the prayer of the Geula, if this is the prayer we're about to say together, can we suggest that maybe every time these people come to the Beit Knesset every Friday afternoon, and Shabbat is a little bit of a taste of Geula, and maybe we're about to be redeemed in the glory of Shabbat. There's some people who claim that we start Shabbat early in certain communities because it's a prayer to God that if we're starting Shabbat early, so bring the Geula early also. You know, so maybe every Shabbat is a Geula experience. Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki olam chasto, yomru Geulei Hashem. They walk into the Beit Midrash, they walk into the Beit Knesset, and they're ready for the Geula. May our joint prayers and may our joint experiences this evening bring us to the level where, way before we finish our vid, the entire Am Yisrael, together with the whole world,